Hi, it's Mac. It's McCaughan in Audioboo. A strange thing I found out last night, and I tested it to greater detail or further length just this afternoon, and that was Siri, but using a different voice. I mentioned in the past that it does not like the Scottish accent whatsoever, doesn't pick it up at all, and I mentioned that putting on a pidgin American accent seemed to work to a greater or lesser extent. So I was sitting last night watching the television, and I was something on the television. Yeah, I think it was the ad for Apple, for I can't remember if it was a new iPhone 5 or what it was, but it was all these people using Siri to do wonderful things. So I turned to Mary and said, yeah, that's okay if you've got an American accent, because it just doesn't accept Scottish accent at all. And she said, why don't you try another accent? Why don't you try a Pakistani accent? Well, okay, there's plenty of Pakistanis around here. Pakistanis, not being a slang word, it's the word to get used to. We're not being derogatory here. So anyway, I said, okay, I'll give that a go. So I fired up Siri, and lo and behold, it worked, even with my pigeon attempt at it. So I tested it a wee while ago, and even a lengthy sentence where I said, just made something up in my head that said just along the lines of, thank you very much for the gifts and presents for our occasion last month. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much. Something along those lines. And okay, it wasn't 100% perfect, but compared to me saying it in Scots, it was a damn sight better. So this is crazy. Why does it not like us Scots at all? I mean, for me to have to say thank you very much for the party or the gifts you gave us last week or last month for our celebration, thank you very much. I mean, come on, guys, that's crap Pakistan accent, and it still picks it up better than the Scottish accent. Come on, Apple, keep your finger out and get us guys recognised. Mine are great, but hey, Siri is a wonderful thing, and they're plugging it on television about how good Siri can do all wondrous things for you. And how many years have we down the line now with Siri? And it still won't take a Scots accent. Or at least it won't take my Scots accent. There are people from various parts of Scotland that have a more, a clearer and more polite, if you like, accent that may well pick up, which I would be interested to hear if other people in Scotland, for example, Laurie 21, who's on holiday at the moment with her family over in Florida, I believe, a wonderful accent that they have. I wonder if Laurie has any problems with Siri. So, a fake accent, we shouldn't have to do it any longer. Come on, Apple, get your finger out and give us Scots recognition. Because after all, America is full of different dialects from region to region. It's no different from here. And you're selling iPhones and iPads and all kinds of Apple equipment over here in Scotland just the same. In fact, probably more than anywhere else, according to the rate you're knocking stores up in our country. So give us a break and get Siri working for a Scots accent. Please, give us a break, will you?